2 years ago, Virginia's First Lady played host to a TV crew from Lifetime Cable's morning show, introducing Todd Schneider, a 50-year-old chef who had trained with Martha Stewart, cooked for Bill Clinton and Steven Spielberg.
This is my chef, Todd Schneider.
Hi!
I'd like to meet Beth.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
At the time, Schneider described close ties to the McDonald clan.
We've made the kitchen the heart of the house also, so it's great that the governor comes down, the First Lady, and we're like a big family here.
But the family has been feuding since Schneider left his job a year ago, charged with 4 counts of embezzling more than $200 from the kitchen of the governor's mansion. This year, there were media reports that Schneider's catering firm, hired to provide food and flowers for the 2011 wedding of McDonald's daughter Kaylin, was paid $15,000 by a big political donor, Johnny Williams, the CEO of a company called Star Scientific. The governor claims his daughter and son-in-law paid for their own wedding, and the money was for them.
Mr. Williams gave my daughter a wedding present. And as you know, under the reporting laws, the gifts that come to me, I report. But the gifts that come to other family members under the current law are not reportable.
A few days before the wedding, First Lady Maureen McDonald traveled to Florida to speak to doctors and investors about a nutritional supplement sold by Star Scientific. Shortly after the wedding, she hosted a luncheon at the governor's mansion to mark the launch of that product, and the governor himself appeared on the company's Facebook page holding a box of Anatoblock. McDonald has dismissed criticism, saying Star Scientific has received no financial assistance from the state during his term, and it's part of his job to promote Virginia business.
The core mission of our administration has been promoting jobs, economic development, creating new opportunities, and we do that with a lot of Virginia companies. I think I've done probably 275 events for Virginia businesses around the state, around the country. I think we've had 225 or 30 different events at the mansion.
Legal experts say the chef may argue that he's been accused of wrongdoing to discredit him in any investigation of the catering matter. He might even describe himself as a whistleblower who spilled the beans about corruption in government and is entitled to protection from legal harassment. His lawyer is asking the charges be thrown out. Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, who's running for governor, also wants out. He'll ask the judge to excuse him from prosecuting Schneider because he, too, is linked to Williams. He's a major shareholder in Star Scientific, and his family vacationed at Williams' Smith Mountain Lake home. If Chef Schneider is unable to escape the heat of the courtroom, look for him to raise more issues for the McDonald's, accusing the governor's grown children of taking food, liquor, and supplies from the mansion's kitchen for their own homes, and alleging he was told to take such things as payment for unpaid catering bills. I'm Sandy Houseman.